into your boat.
What, do you use them for your own use, sell them?
Sell them, give them away. Own use.
You can get two boatloads.
Yeah. That's rare, though, rare occasion. But you asked me, what's the most I ever caught? That was it. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, we were talking about, you mentioned a river and a creek.
Yes.
The creek can always fresh water body to you.
Yes. Yes, a creek is a branch of a river.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, she, like myself, is a member of the Methodist Church, a member of the Eastern Star. Okay. She is a member of the Phi Delta Kappa, Kappan, education, leadership, you know, thing for women. She's an officer in that. And she's belonged to a local club here. It's called the Flacco Women's Club. She's belonged to that. She doesn't belong to it anymore. She has. Takes all your time. What we enjoy doing is going down to the beach. We have a place, a cottage down the beach, 18 miles from here. And we had a good one on the weekend, so we had to go fishing or whatever. So we aren't as active as it used to be. I used to be the scoutmaster here, you know, spend 10 years camping out with kids. She was a Girl Scout leader when we were younger. But as you get older, you move away from that sort of activity.
I know even now. I used to play basketball, so
right.
I hadn't played in 4 or 5 years, and this year I was
playing
with
the
partner on the team, and I had slowed down.
That's right.
Sure will. You were in the Utah. What grades did you teach in?
Okay, I first began teaching 7 through 12 at the Mariana, Florida, the boys' school, English and social studies. I had about 60 kids in my class. It was done on an individual contract method. Each youngster was issued a set of books and a contract booklet to go by. We had also student assistants, about 3 or 4 in the classroom, and I was not a teacher really, I was a consultant for these kids. We used that technique of their teachers, real good technique too. And then I moved back down to Apalachicola, where I taught science, English, and social studies mainly.
Which grade did you
teach? Junior high school at first. And later on, high school. And then I taught Spanish 1 year just before I went to Fort Lauderdale. I taught Spanish and advanced European history to College Bound students at a very large high school. It was about 3,000 population, grades 10, 11, 12, for 8 years. And while I was there, I picked up some of my lingo I have, I guess, down in South Florida from the people down there. Because you pick up language patterns wherever you go.
Let's see. What grades did your wife teach?
Elementary. Mm-hmm. And she was an elementary counselor in Fort Lauderdale. Came back up here as a counselor, and now she's the principal.
Mm-hmm. And did you say your daughter taught too?
Yes, she's teaching now at East Point, 6 miles from here across the bay.
Which grade did she teach?
This year she's teaching music, art, and PE as an enrichment person. Next year she's going to be teaching 4th grade.
How are you now? Your school's here. Which grades comprise the junior high here?
Okay. I would say the grades 7, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10, 11, 12 would be the senior high.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The next thing I want to do is talk briefly about the houses and the names for parts.
Oh, yeah.
That you were telling me about that home. It was what?
It was a boxcar. We lived in a boxcar.
Mm-hmm.
From when I was about 9 years old, we moved to this place, and we lived in this boxcar for about 9 years. And it had a shed built over the boxcar to add additional shade. And it had about 4 doors to it. And I remember 2 of the doors were sliding doors.